Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Alison Palmer of the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway branch. And Alison's joined us this morning to talk about broadband and broadband and specifically how it affects micro, small and rural businesses in this great county of ours. While we're talking, just to let you know that there are going to be some resources that Alison's going to tell you about. Don't worry about that in a moment. We have put up a page with all the information that Alison's going to give you today on the Kent Business Radio website, and I will give you a link to that later so that you can find out more about it. But for the moment, welcome, Alison. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you, Paul. It's good to be here. Thanks.
It's lovely to see you again. Welcome back. Why don't you kick off by giving us a bit of background to the FSB's campaign, for want of a better word, on broadband and what it's all about.
Okay, so the campaign is kind of on two levels. Nationally, we've been talking to Number 10, past government and now new government,
right,
all about how small businesses need it to be more reliable. We're talking about that on a national level ever since we produced a big old report last July, full of facts and figures and case studies, which proves absolutely that 94% of small businesses, pretty much everyone, says it's critical to their business. It's the fourth utility. You can't manage without it. Jules is nodding like crazy.
Yeah.
No absolute way. You need your gas, electricity, water, and you need your broadband now. There's no question
about
it. So we're lobbying on that nationally. Then last September in Kent, we surveyed our FSB members, and they all said, yeah, actually, this is really important to us, really important, our top thing, apart from business rates and parking, those kind of things, broadband really matters. So we've been looking at that from behind the scenes, and glad to say tomorrow we'll be at Kent 2020, see everybody there, looking forward to it.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head, sorry to put you on the spot, what your stand number is?
Nope.
How would she know that already?
I was just trying to find out.
Do you know
that?
We'll be near you.
It's just one of those habits I've got. See a woman,
we'll
ask for a
walk
number.
Walk around.
Oh. What's your stand number tomorrow,
Paul number.
Andrews?
I've no idea.
There you go. All of the best ones don't know where your stand is. No, we'll be there. We'll be there. So we're running a short workshop about broadband. Generally, we've got a bit of an expert. We've got a secret weapon. Roger Williams, who's an FSB member based in Maidstone, he happens to be the digital ambassador for the European Union, and he goes around Europe advising whole countries on what their infrastructure should be and how it can work and how it absolutely boosts the economy, and it means you can work from home, in your garden, at your business. You don't need to get train anywhere. You can work from right where you are. So Roger Williams is looking at it and all the different routes into broadband and getting really reliable connectivity. It turns into, as soon as you say that, you go, oh, yeah, there's FTTC, there's STTP, there's kind of this kind of satellite broadband, and it gets really technical. So what the FSB is really doing is making sure we're talking to local and national government to make sure that all small businesses get the best connection they can do. And we've got some great case studies where it can really, really work. Shall I just ramble on, Paul? Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, no, you keep going.
You're not rambling. You're telling us. I'm very interested in... Was it David Williams?
Roger Williams.
Roger Williams, sorry.
Yeah,
this is David. Because my new husband's just written a book at Frontier Funds. He went to the top 10 frontier markets, so not the emerging markets, but the next ones to emerge.
Right.
So right up his street. Went to Sri Lanka, Myanmar, all sorts of places. And, you know, the big thing there is transport and Wi-Fi and infrastructure and communications.
We know the power of it's immense. We were talking, Paul Andrews was at our Ebbsfleet Garden City conference last September. We've got another one of those coming up in June. And something a lot of the delegates there were saying was, yeah, great, 15,000 new homes, fabulous, and loads more chances for employment, lots of reasons to get involved in all this building work. But what is the Wi-Fi and broadband going to be like? And are we planning ahead so that in 15 or 20 years' time, all this generation who are currently now on Instagram and tweeting away like we all are, but even... The exponential growth of that is massive.
Absolutely.
We can't be going back to retrofit.
The problem is, in the UK, is that we're always working from behind. We have a monopoly provider, and we'll leave it at that. We have a monopoly provider in this country. We are always coming from behind. I seriously can get better internet and better mobile connection from the middle of the jungle in Botswana than I can in southeast England.
Yeah, and that's what the FSB is working on. So we're telling the government that their target, sorry, it's not ambitious enough. So get technical, 24 megabits per second by 2017.
Right.
That's what the government was saying as of last week.
Do you know what I get at the moment in southeast England, in a small town in southeast England?
What do you get?
0.8.
Ooh la la. Lucky we're on Twitter. If that. Finland say they're going to get 100 megabits per second by 2015, thank you very much.
Yep.
So we're really lobbying and pushing to increase those targets. Now, at the same time the FSB has done this, actually, I think it was March the 12th, there was loads of meetings going on, Ofcom announced their first digital infrastructure review in about 10 years. Well, look at how the whole landscape has changed in 10 years. Yeah. We're nowhere near where we were
absolutely
10 years ago. So it's really important that that report comes out, and we're feeding into that nationally with heaps of case studies and examples to back that up, to show the positive and negative effects on small business and how it can really keep them going and grow their business when you've got really reliable broadband.
Absolutely. I mean, to be fair, I mean, we don't normally slate people on here, but I'm going to.
Oh, no.
I mean, Ofcom have been really tardy in doing this. Okay, they've got loads of other problems that they're being tardy about as well, which is radio and FM and DAB and all the other things they've got to cope with. But those things are important because that's what's going to free up the bandwidth for 4G and 5G mobile phones. And in my humble opinion, as a former telecom specialist, I have to say that I think the future of broadband is mobile, and they're not even looking at that in any real, you know, constructive way. But that's where it's going to need to go. But anyway,
I think the thing is, you know, I'm with them, the main provider that you mentioned, BT, and I have still struggled, and I wanted to change my router because, you know, I don't feel that theirs is strong enough. I've got 9-inch walls or thick walls or something. But the guy that came round to give me a second opinion said that the neighbours and that can leech your signal. And so it's being distorted or, you know.
And there's so many different case studies and stories, and everyone's story seems to be slightly different, so which makes it tricky. But I've got examples of that. There was a business who, I think BT said, yes, of course, we can lay a cable to your business where you export internationally. Sure, it costs you £30,000 because we have to dig a ditch up a kilometre of driveway or something. They went, what? They looked around, took 6 months of researching, which, imagine that for small business. That's, it's ridiculous. After 6 months, they finally found a local Kent provider, and they got it done for about £6,000 or £7,000, the whole thing.
Are you able to mention the name?
I can't remember them. It was from last summer.
We'll find it,
I've
though.
Got more recent examples. So good examples where it really, really works. Vintage Vibe, FSB members based in Tunbridge Wells. They're going to be in First Voice magazine, I'm sure of it. They sell online, and they've completely boosted their business. It's a £1 million turnover. Now, it's a family-run business, maybe 5 or 6 employees. Look at the scope for development and the scope for it's incredible. Paragon Microfiber, we were looking for case studies for Export Week, and Paragon Microfiber popped up. So this is what could have traditionally been a high street kind of hardware shop. They sell mops and cleaning equipment and all that kind of thing, but they sell it to the European Union.
Absolutely.
Now they've got their websites translated into every European language they can do. So that possibility, and that from that one business exporting abroad, it's just an incredible thing to be able to do.
The growth of service exports to the UK economy is phenomenal, and it's set to surpass the growth of physical products and manufactured goods. So the ability to export services, which is almost 100% relies on good communications technology, is critical to the economic future of the country. I saw a really interesting statistic the other day from a professor at Harvard, who'd done a complete study of the main countries in the world and their tax take. Okay, so bear with me in this. No matter what country he looked at, no matter what tax rates they employed, no country in the world ever surpasses 38% of GDP in income from taxes, no matter what tax rate they set. Now, there are different countries with slightly different patterns, and there are one or two countries that earn a bit more, but it's always consistent. So what he's saying is the only way that you can get more funds into the public purse is not raising the tax rate, not matching taxes and all these other silly things that they come out with. You have to grow the economy. It is the only way you can do it, because 38% of a bigger economy is more money. And it's as simple as that. And that is why what you're talking about
is
absolutely crucial.
But we've given a couple of examples there that are quite big and talking about international exporting. There's lots of SMEs that wouldn't be at that level and it wouldn't be suitable to them. But lots of small businesses just need it to pay their staff on time, to save all their data, to be able to email without it falling over and crashing and losing all the information.
But I think you've got it in a nutshell right at the beginning, Alison, when you said that, you know, for an SME, a small business, they haven't got time to fiddle about trying to get their Wi-Fi working. You need an answer, you know, so presumably you're you're coming up with all the ideas, and they can just, you can almost be a one-stop shop.
Well, let's start small, shall we? First of all, I'll let my team at head office in London do all the lobbying, because they're brilliant at that. What we're going to recommend is that first of all, you check your speed, and then you actually diagnose your computer. There's a couple of those sorts of things. And then, so stage by stage, you know, we can give all the case studies of what businesses can do with better reliability, but actually just checking your speed. So websites that Ofcom sort of recommend them as well, things like broadband.co.uk or broadbandchoices.co.uk, cable.co.uk. You can go online, check all of these and see what exactly is you're getting.
What we've done, listener, is there's a blog on the Kent Business Radio website. It's called the FSB Broadband Resource. If you find that link, I've been tweeting it out, so you can find it, or just go on the website, you'll find it under blogs. What we've done is we've listed all the websites that Alison's just about to tell you about, with links to all of them and some data to substantiate what she's saying. So all the things she's just about to tell you about, you don't have to write it down now. Just go to the Kent Business Radio website, and there's a resource there with all of these listed on there.
And that should be sort of a first step. So check your speed, and then diagnose your computer and make sure you've got all the right bits switched on and plugged in, and you're using it to the best possible ability that you've got. So there's actual experience, again, as Paul said, on the website. Use those, and then what we'll be doing is making sure that we can find other providers in Kent so that you're aware of all the choices that are available. Because the prices are so different, service varies, and we need to be able to share all that information between each other, so we're really helping other small businesses just to keep up and running, and then grow and expand where they can.
Absolutely. And this is me saying this rather than Alison. What I suggest, if you are a micro, small business, sole trader, do join the FSB, please, because it's organisations like the FSB that will get these kind of issues resolved for us. It ain't going to happen any other way. Yeah.